were possibly linked. Nine of them have been placed in custody. Four of them have direct family links, and they have been placed in custody as of last evening. Two people came to the police and presented themselves to the Evreux police office, saying that they had been in contact with the assailant only a few moments before the attack. The father of the student who had filed the formal complaint is currently in custody. We must state here that this man's half-sister was actually a member of the Islamic State in Syria in 2014 and therefore is currently the subject of an arrest warrant. Again, the man appearing in the video that was published on the 12th of October and the man who accompanied the father of the student to the head office was intercepted this morning. This man is also known to the intelligence services. Investigations are still going to continue forward to try and determine the true motives behind the attack. Also, these investigations will try and determine exactly how the events unfolded and to establish the involvement of those people in current custody and any other person who may be an accomplice to the events.